I said at the time, that would not be a problem. The fact that it would get used by all the other children as well would be a problem.
That's true.
It is more of an exercise issue.
Well,
I mean, if you give them a little jeep to drive, you might as well chop their legs off.
Yeah, I know, you brought that up. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit, you're right.
Kiri's handcuff for Leonidas, that is a tool for him that he uses less and less.
Well, what did they get into lately that we can inspire them to get into more?
Oh, there's all sorts of things that they're doing in the crash at the moment. Everybody should spend more time down there, you know.
I should too.
They're making mystical animals at the moment, is the main thing that they're making.
Hmm.
So it's really hard to say what is the right thing for them. However, on the 10th, they will be at a little birthday party.
Oh,
wow. Maybe we'll get some ideas then.
Okay. We'll shoot for that.
Okay.
Well, how life going otherwise than that? How's your work doing?
You know as well as I do how that's going. Yes. I know you have to ask to fill in the paper.
I know.
And patience for us.
You have lots of them.
I know you're trying to use human.
Okay, let's work on the shielding that I taught to Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a rather new form that we're working on there.
Yes.
Now, what is that? Is that a weakening form of shielding that we're doing, but workable for someone who doesn't need real strong shield, or what?
No, it's more of a quick, easy arrangement.
Okay.
Something that is quick and easy to throw does not have great strength. You notice that
there's too many weak points.
Yeah. You notice how Mark's coercive ability is. She wouldn't last 5 seconds against Mark.
No, I agree. But okay, let's how about this? Okay, we gave her a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And now we're gonna like cover it with more substance as we go along here.
That's an idea, Les. Do you get that?
You mean it's reinforcement?
No, you didn't. Okay.
I'm thinking on another track.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we should say it out loud.
No, not this time. Okay. In the meantime, we will continue working on it with her shields.
Okay.
We need to continue working on getting her safe. Have you and Mark discussed when to start her working on transcribing stuff?
Yeah, Mark wants to start her on the security stuff as soon as possible.
Okay.
And then I assume the web page stuff will come along after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
When is the date scheduled?
Mark wants to start with it this next week.
Okay. So we work on that. Johnny.
Yeah.
Do you have questions?
Nothing right offhand. You guys are jumping around. Christmas presents, Desiree. I had a
watch.
Okay. In that case, Russ, do you have any more questions?
No.
Okay. All will become clear in a few.
Well, it's on board right now.
Bye. There is mud, huh?
Yeah. I'd love a cup of tea.
We'll go up and get some.
I was about to say, can you pause the tape? Can we put the kettle on?
Should I pause it?
Yeah.
All right, we're back online.
Okay, good, 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 good. How long is that tea going to be? When it starts boiling, correct? I know you only just went and got it.
Just basically 10 minutes.
Five, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a steep first moment.
Okay. Okay, do you have questions for me?
Well, you want to work on the news tonight? Or you want to save that for later on?
We'll save that for later on.
Would you like to suck on a tea bag while you're waiting? It's just an idea.
A tear sticks her tongue out. Yo, Russ, dude.
Who is this?
Three guesses, dude.
Oh, hey, Kiri.
I do not sound like Kiri.
Oh.
No, you don't.
Like her?
I do not sound feminine. Last guess, buddy. Mr. Co-pilot that disappears.
Hi, Nazriel.
Yo.
That's your Kara's son, my ex pilot buddy, kinder dude. How's it going, dude? close, but here we go. There we go.
I just hold it stationary to you.
Dude. Good to see you, man.
Thought that I would drop by.
Oh, well, cool. How's your piloting going?
Fine. Shuttling. Okay.
What about search and rescue? Still doing that?
Yes, as well.
Oh, that's good.
Introduce to your friend, please.
Nazriel, this is Johnny. Johnny, this is Kara's son, Nazriel.
It is a pleasure of your acquaintance to meet.
Yeah, the pleasure is also mine. This is the first time we've met.
I apologize that my English has slipped badly due to no one to talk with.
Well, why don't you talk to Russ?
Or I don't get up to the pilot's office too much anymore. I know. I should get back there once in a while to say hi to the old gang.
Just once in a month would be nice. Once in 2 months would be nice.
You stop by the house more often and say hi to us.
I spend a long time out on ships, search and rescue, picking up missing pilots. Picking up others.
Were you involved in that big thing over Russia a while back?
I picked up very excited and confused pilots.
Oh, from Siberia? I don't know if I congratulated you, but I certainly will now. Congratulations!
Well, I have a friend with me tonight that will help.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend with me tonight that will help.
Good. Is this our other co-pilot?
Negative.
Ah. How is she?
She is happy.
Good. Good.
She is also asleep.
Oh. You guys gonna have children soon?
Had.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you did. That's right. I forgot. Much going on.
See what happens when someone professes friendship and then sees you no more?
Yeah, I can see Russ doing that.
My child is 6 months old.
Sorry.
You did not come and see Martha when she was large.
No. I've been kind of slacking off going up on the base a lot lately, unfortunately.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Nazriel, hold on 1 second, and I'll be right back.
I will. We talk?
Sure. So you're a pilot?
Not the kind that I wished to be when I first learned how to fly. I want to be hot dog pilot.
So you'd rather be a fighter pilot than doing search and rescue and
at heart, yes. but search and rescue, no glamour or glory, but very important.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
More dangerous than fighter pilot.
Well, way more dangerous. You got a bigger ship.
And no armament.
No armament. All right. And nothing to defend yourself with.
Correct. Just raw flying talent. I do my best.
Well, how do you like the fact that Mark's going to be part of the ground control system now?
I have thing to say. Panic. Just joking.
Of course.
I think he will do fine.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's going to commit himself to it just like he does everything else.
Yes. He throws his whole being into what he does. Keep up good work.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I can stop by once in a while. But good, you know, if you're ever going to be...
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, I would say I'll enjoy, talking shop once in a while when I'll be up there.
Once in a while?
Well, more often now.
More often than
what? When was
what?
The last time you came and talked to us in a channeling session and said hi?
You know I do not channel.
I know. You're doing a great job now, though, I might add.
I have help.
Ah, Kiri?
Yes.
Ah, well, that's good. Still, you are doing a great job. And we... Wow. Yeah. Now, I will be adding you into the webpage. Our internet source of news.
I am aware.
Ah, good. Because you got as much important parts up there as everybody else does.
What planet do you hail from?
I am native of Sirius.
Oh, you are?
As is my mother.
Oh, okay. You're Sirius.
I was born there. My sister, not.
She would.
See you.
Bye, Nazareth.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yes, very nice meeting you. I'll see you the next time you come around.
One gets there.
So, Alana wasn't born in Sirius?
No.
Where was she born at?
She was born way out somewhere.
What, when they were on duty or something?
I think before. I think she was like 5 years old when they went.
Wow. That's a story I haven't heard yet.
Okay, should I put the next person on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nifty, Forresty.
Katrina!
Yeah.
До свидания.
До свидания. You need to ask. You speak ice.
We'll try with English.
You speak. Kiri, speak me.
Okay, fair enough. How are you and Tall?
Tall and Katrina are doing fine.
Good.
She's sitting very close to me. I'm stumped for that next one. Okay, so what we're going to do is you ask a question, I'll translate into Syrian, and then she will answer.
Okay.
And I will translate back into English.
Okay. Tell her congratulations on her being an ace now.
Da!
So Katrina speaks Russian,
yeah.
Because that's where she controls.
Yeah, she speaks Russian, and she knows she.
Voroshki yetsia nyata.
Right. Now she knows she got. You know she's world famous down here now.
Нет, нет.
Yeah, tell her it's on the webpage that she got.
Hold on, we're having a communication problem here.
Oh.
I'm translating, she just butts straight in. She goes, no, as in surprise, shock, horror.
No, no, she's been made famous. As she, her latest ace making has been made worldwide knowledge here on Earth.
She says, do you wish her to do victory roll over red square? She actually said green square. It's red square, I think.
Yeah, red
square. She made.
No, that's all right.
Kremlinsky. Yes, Kremlin.
That's Kremlin. And let's see. Boris Yeltsin, of course, is getting an operation tonight.
He's had his operation.
Yes, it's very successful. And anything happening with her since then?
Yeah.
Nothing. How's it, the babushka?
The little one misses his mother when she is on patrol.
So who takes care of them when they're gone, both gone? Or does that happen?
It happens sometimes. And when that happens, I'm not very good at interpreting or translating.
I'm doing fine.
And when that happens, yes, they say it stays in the crash, the little one.
Ah, okay. Good. And no more on the way, I take it, or planned for a little while?
Yes. No.
Yes, I figured that part out. Yeah, she didn't like being stuck, you know, ground
grounded.
Yeah, she was grounded for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Close to two of your orbits.
Right. And yes. Running, she had to do shuttle piloting.
All right.
Which
right.
is no fun. So is she training the new pilots at all?
Yes.
Good.
She trains very hard. Fly harder. It sounded like it. She flies harder than she normally would.
Wow. Okay.
And because she has a reputation as being an ace, she has to be good.
Okay. Ask her, if you could, please, for something I can put in the Hades Base News in the news section for this next week.
I will do so. The key to being a successful pilot is not just skill and determination, a luck and a desire to do what is necessary to stay alive is the key. It is no good feeling. It is no good feeling remorseful for the pilot that you engage, that they would do it to you. So you must do it to them. It is sad to have to terminate an entity's existence. But it is better that you remove one instead of that one taking many.
Okay.
That.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that one taking many. Great. That'll make great copy for the news.
She says bye now.
Bye, Katrina.
Congratulations on your last battle.
Message from her. Thanks. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Cool.
That was the hardest that I've seen Kieran work doing coercion with Nazria.
We're talking him into it, your nephew.
I set it up.
Did you?
I got him to come down, but it was agreed that she would keep him going. That she would do all the keeping him in place and keeping him feeling confident and comfortable about it.
He seemed to be doing fine.
And then with Mate, towards the end, he wasn't. He was starting to get an adrenaline overload. Notice that...
Is that the first time he came through Mark's body?
No, second time.
Second time?
Yeah. If you notice that Mark's feet and legs are all twisted up and everything. His toes curled and twisted. Yeah, kind of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then translating for Katrina. Okay, I'm going to put on the next press.
Greetings and felicitations. Greetings, Johnny. Greetings, Russ.
Greetings, Amal.
Greetings, Amal.
And how is it functioning?
Well, it's nice to talk to you for now.
Yes.
Kind of familiar voice for a change.
Instead of one shaven-haired young individual and one blonde-haired swimsuit-clad young lady.
Now, is really the shaved head?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. How come? For the pilot film?
Yes. He does spend a lot of time on missions.
Oh.
If, as you put it, you dropped by more often, you would know these things.
Well, I will be dropping by more often. You know, it's not that I can get up and see Kara right now.
So you're hanging out in a pyramid, munching some flowers, or what?
I am sitting within the pyramid. As for edible flora and fauna, no. I do not participate very often.
Hmm. Okay, so where to now from what we talked with Corton and Tia? Another move from there or something completely different?
Something completely different, I believe, is an order. Okay. Something like a man with three buttocks.
Now there's something completely different.
Mr. Arthur Franklin, is it true that you, as it would say, vis-a-vis your run. Is that seat comfortable, Mr. Franklin?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, it would be easy to say that you have a bonus in your posterior.
Yes, it would, actually.
Would it be possible, Mr. Franklin, vis-a-vis, is it quite comfortable there?
Oh, yes, most certainly.
It would be easy to say that you have 50% bonus in the body region.
You could say that, yes.
You obviously need to refresh yourself on that, Russ.
I haven't read it in a while, though.
At that point, you're meant to say, oh, I've got... three cheeks, an extra bum!
Was it a Monty Python routine?
Yeah.
I thank the young lady that handed me the transcript.
Oh, that's a good one. Ah, shout the feet forward with me next time and I'll work on my end.
She is not allowed to do that. You know that.
Yes, I know. Well, I mean, she can warn me and I can get it brought up.
Okay. Now that we have dealt with the banana skin.
Yes.
Let us proceed.
Alrighty.
Are you sure that seat is quite comfortable?
It's quite comfortable. Alrighty then. Now, one thing I've never gotten into with you, really, but I will now, is what kind of news would you like to see on the webpage there?
What I would like to see and what actually should be there are two totally different things.
Okay. Can we make them closer to one?
I did not say that you were wrong in what you were doing.
Right.
My opinion is totally different from what is necessary to be on there. What is on there is, as it should be, information for learning, news, and other information.
Now, one of the purposes the news is being used is for a look at the base from a third-dimensional Earth-side point of view to show that, well, the base operates in much the same way as we do. There's been a few people I've talked to, well, one in particular, who feels that when you get to sixth dimension, you don't even have a body. You're just spirit, and you just operate in the ethers, you know. And it's like, I'm trying to put forth the reality that, no, that's not really the case.
Okay. Let us word it this way. For the news. And I will go slowly so that it's easy for you to transcribe it and thus write it. I will also try to keep it short and brief.
Okay.
Living on the sixth dimension is not a spirit level. A spirit level is where you no longer need a body. This happens at a much higher dimension. In fact, the first transition to a light being or a spirit being occurs in the eighth dimension. The reason why six-dimensional beings have physical bodies is because living on the sixth dimension is obviously the next level from the third dimension. It is necessary for people to adjust to the spirituality and consciousness before their bodies manifest any changes.
I want to make sure I get this part especially. Consciousness. Get used to the spirituality and consciousness
of being on a higher dimension. The sixth dimension is a place where you learn how to use your abilities. That is a brief explanation on the sixth dimension.
Thank you.
The seventh dimension, and do you think I would let you get off so easy, Russ?
Of course not.
Is a dimension where the first manifestations of a higher spiritual physical vibrations occur. Unlike lower dimensions, it is very common for the physical bodies to have a self rejuvenating capability to us.
Aren't you seventh dimensional?
That is correct.
Why aren't you hanging out in the seventh dimension?
Because I have to work in the sixth. It is necessary for me to learn certain lessons. Okay, Russ. Understanding the fact that a body has the ability to rejuvenate itself and in conjunction with W-I-T-H. The learning of the spiritual control. Of the physical body. This is the THE final step before the body becomes irrelevant.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The eighth... just joking.
Very funny. I think that's enough news for this week.
Russell, take your arm and go. Okay, Johnny, you have questions.
I was going to bring up the seventh dimension, but you covered that pretty good.
Yes. I think you might have picked up some of the leakage.
I think so.
Having to speak slowly and think slowly is not something I'm very good at.
Working with Shields on Desiree this week made me a lot more conscious of my own shield. And when Tia was working on the political aspects when she first came on, I was getting a headache. Shielding wasn't seeming to work. Why is that?
I think she accidentally kicked at Mark's coercive point. Tia wasn't coercing you.
Right, just overflow energy from that point, though?
No, Mark's body was coercing you. She was...
not his conscious awareness of it.
Correct. Tia had activated that.
Oh.
Yeah. She was, because we come through Mark's body, we can use his abilities as well as our own.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you take Kiri and insert Kiri's consciousness into Mark's body, then she could astral travel in essence. Not as well as Mark, because she has a limited working knowledge of astral travel, and also there would be a conflict of habitation of the same body. Tia happened to kick it in her minimal amount of coercion, which does not even add up to a pinprick. But because she was using her coercive ability in a minute way, she happened to kick Mark's coercive ability in. And because she was so pumped up emotionally, she just kicked it into fourth gear.
I get it. As soon as she left, no problem. I'll be back on track again. Before I try to fight off that coercive.
I think if she had kicked it twice more, she would have got into overdrive eventually. It would have stretched Mark's ability, but it would not be surprising on his coercive level. Okay, do you have more questions for me?
We're getting a lot of people coming to us for more and more answers. For example, Mark, for his astral travel knowledge. Me, just in gratitude to the page and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on the internet. And I suppose taking it now to a more physical plane, as far as people that we deal with on a daily basis, is next in line.
Yes.
This has been preparing us, I take it, as a teaching tool?
Yes, thanks. Or it is part of the teaching tool.
So I kind of felt like because my communication skills improved, I've seen Mark's improve dramatically. so dramatically compared to what it used to be.
I think Blount's communication skill was very good. It's just that he was lazy with it.
Yeah, he just needed to polish it up a bit.
I think he needed to reawaken it. Would be a better way of saying it.
Well, I'm glad he's working on the astral travel part. That's good.
Yes.
You know, the chat line and stuff, he's getting much more fluid in his conversations.
And I think he is overcoming his shyness.
Good.
Okay, last question from each of you, if you so desire.
Okay.
Johnny. Last question, please.
About dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
There is an infinite number of dimensions?
Yes, in essence. The way that it works is that dimensions are an infinite number due to the fact of there is an infinite number of alternate realities. This means that there are an infinite number of different dimensions. As far as we know, it is limited, but our understanding itself is limited. I could say that there are several thousand different levels of dimensions. I could be wrong. Russ.
Okay, now speaking on different levels of dimensions, Mark and I got into this conversation here last week, and I wanted to bring it up with you. And that is concerning T's predictions.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the fact that it really seems, you know, from just an outward appearance, which I know is false, but that there is no things to worry about, that what we're looking at now is something where we'll be on an alternate dimension that bypasses scenario B and goes straight to scenario A. But a part of us will be on the dimension that hits the scenario B.
That is self-evident.
Right.
But continue.
Okay. Of course, this is strictly optimistic and kind of idealistic. But what are the chances of such a thing occurring, odds-wise?
It is hard to say. I think his predictions are... I'll rephrase that. I feel that his predictions are pretty on the mark. If you take out all her emotional outbursts and look at the facts, Tia is pretty much on the mark. And as we are dealing with you in your timeline, and Tia's predictions are in your timeline, then it seems self-evident that that is the way that it would go. The biggest problem I see between you and Mark is the fact that you are not cautious enough, and Mark is too cautious. And the two extremes are so extreme that they do not balance each other.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Oh,
well. See you around.
Amal has left the building. Yay!
As he's still there.
Yeah, I know he's still there. I'm just being silly. How about that cup of tea? Amal talking slowly has dried Mark's throat. Something rotten.
Thanks.
Okay, we originally wanted the channeling session to start at 7:30 at the latest because it is going to be a long session. Yeah, I told Mark to tell you how many people were going to be present. I think I said, told Mark, seven. We have three more people to talk. We've already had myself, Kara, Amol, Corton, Katrina,
and Nazriel. That's six. We don't have two more people. We have three more people.
Well,
yes. Okay.
Now, what I was going to say
mm-hmm.
was, okay, Corton brought this up and Amal brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, now Corton says at this point we need to be more circumspect concerning our preparations for the future.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't say circumspect. He said cautious.
Cautious, but I hate repeating everybody.
There is sometimes a reason why things are repeated.
Yeah, but then Amal said, Mark is too cautious, and mm-hmm. I'm not cautious enough.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there's a meeting point.
He also said that that you were two extremes that were unable to meet because you were so extreme.
No, he did not
say No, that. He said that you were two extremes that do not complement each other because you were too extreme.
Right. So,
I think he used the word balance.
Yeah, balance. You could. I think you're right there, Johnny.
I believe so.
Anyway, let us continue.
Now,
mm-hmm. But there are certain things that I feel that Mark is quite correct in that extreme that you wouldn't.
But that's where we need to reach more of a middle ground, honestly.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that when Mark talks about the little alien and not going there, right?
Yeah.
And you talk about driving around and trying to get onto the range, right?
No, just to the black mailbox.
Yeah, to the black mailbox. Isn't that a little bit two extremes. I feel that Mark is quite correct in his idea of avoiding the area like the plague at this time. Things could change where it might be useful to go down there. But at this time, with the amount of activity down there, I think it would be better to not, as it were.
And see, here I'm saying, well, what difference does it make? Because nobody's going to know it's me and Mark compared to me and Joe Blow from Sacramento.
Earlier on, you were saying that you don't underestimate your government. And now you do. Please make up your mind. What are you going to do? Underestimate?
No, I said I trusted my government.
Mm-hmm. But you also said that you don't underestimate your government. Well, I didn't say it, but you implied it. Yes. Now, you are underestimating them. Okay, let's say they take a picture of you, right? And they identify you, and they take a picture of Mark. But they can't identify him. Now, think. What are they going to do? Oh, that's some person with Mr. Hatfield there? What would you do, Johnny?
How badly I wanted to find out who the person was.
Exactly, but you would want to find out who it was.
Well, if I didn't want to find it out badly, I'd find out...
Think like a special agent.
Well, I'd find out through Russ.
Yeah, but say you don't know Russ, right? You've seen a picture of him, it's identified as Russell Hatfield, right? But who is the person next to him? Now, think as a special agent. Would you want to know? Or would you just go, oh, it's some guy?
Depends on the circumstances.
Maybe.
I mean, you could abduct Russ, you know what I mean? Try and get the information from him that you wanted. You could tap his phone, which might already be tapped.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things.
Yeah, but you would.
But
you would want to know who the other person is.
I'll get it though to you. Do you know more information about this than I do? And you're not telling me? Is that what this is? Or are you telling me without actually telling me? I mean, no one's ever replied that you drive to the black mailbox and you get a photo taken. I mean, it's so far off the base that you're not even near the sign to say good morning,
Everybody that goes out there, where do they go? They go to the little alien inn, and then they go on the tour, which happens to include
the black mailbox.
Think about it.
Yeah, well, it's a tourist destination. You get families from Poughkeepsie coming by and checking out what the alien inn and the black mailbox are all about.
Yeah, and you might get...
This is all over the entire world that you hear about this.
And you might get families from Belyaski coming and visiting. Or Gorky.
So you're saying the government take pictures of everyone driving up and trying to figure out who they are? That sounds a lot more X-Files than it sounds reality here.
There are some truth to the X-Files. Well, and then there are some way out, whacked out fantasies.